ඔබ SBS සිංහල ගුවන්විදිලිය සමකෙන්
Radio.
Now we are getting ready for a very special discussion. Having a Sri Lankan background and being all-time cricket lovers, we all know T20 World Cup will be on next year, 2020. This time it's very special for Australia because Australia is hosting its first two T20 World Cups for the first time. So today is also a very special day for all Australians as we are launching official campaign for both women's T20 and men's T20. Now we are going to talk a bit about that as well. Now we have Nick Hockley, the Chief Executive Officer of the ICC T20 World Cup 2020 Local Organising Committee. Hi Nick, welcome to the SBS Sinhalese program.
Thank you, Dinesha. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, as I've said before, I know it's a very special day today. Can you please explain a bit about what's happening today, actually?
Certainly. Well, today we've launched our promotional campaign, which is really called Welcome to the Big Dance. So colloquially in Australia, the Big Dance is a terminology for the final or the one that counts. So clearly as a World Cup, this is the match that counts. Next year is a huge year for cricket. We have, as you said, two T20 World Cups happening right here in Australia, the women's in February and March and the men's in October and November. And today, the 18th of October, is exactly 1 year to go to the men's T20 World Cup and exactly 1 year to go until the opening match of the men's T20 World Cup, which features Sri Lanka.
Okay, so we know all the cricket fans, not only Australia but also throughout the world, are really excited about this upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup tournament. Would you like to share with your experiences about the progress of the preparations so far?
Absolutely, and so I think T20 cricket certainly is coming of age. It's the newest format of the game, but it's also the one that's really captured the imagination of the youngsters, and certainly the most number of countries can compete in T20 cricket. So as well as the established cricketing nations like Sri Lanka, India, Australia, today in Dubai, 16 teams competing for the final six spots to make it through to Australia next year. So what we can expect is a huge festival with all of the best players coming from around the world to compete in what is the ultimate prize in T20 cricket. And as you know, we've got phenomenal stadiums here in Australia. We've got really vibrant and passionate supporters of each of the different competing teams. So it's very, very exciting proposition and really exciting to have both the women's and the men's competitions.
So how many teams are participating in both WT20 and T20?
So there are 10 women's teams playing a total of 23 matches. Mm-hmm. And then there are 16 men's teams who play 45 matches. And both tournaments are being played all around the country. So in total, we have 13 venues across 8 host cities. And the reason why we've looked to play the matches all around the country is so that as many people living in Australia can take part. And we're also working very closely with Tourism Australia, who've just launched a fantastic campaign, because we'd love to welcome as many people from all around the world, from all the cricketing-loving countries. And we know from the Cricket World Cup in 2015 that we had a huge number of fans come, not only from living in other cricketing countries, but from diaspora communities in, be that in Canada, in the US, and all over the world.
Yeah. So no need to say this is a huge event, and this is a World Cup event, and a lot of hard work involved, and you must be having a really tough time with your organizing part as well. So I would like to know, what are the challenges you and your team are facing so far when organizing such an event?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as you say, it's a major world event, and in fact, we have, with the women's and the men's, two major world events and a huge amount of preparation. But I think Australia has an incredible reputation for hosting major international events. Dating back to the Sydney Olympics, the Melbourne Commonwealth Games, the Rugby World Cup, the Asian Cup last year, we've seen the Netball World Cup. So the talent in this country is quite incredible. And the great thing about major events is that it's just a huge team effort. So, as I said, we've got wonderful venues. We've got fantastic host cities. There's a really incredible amount of expertise working in Australian cricket, be that the state and territory associations, the Big Bash clubs, and Cricket Australia, who are providing amazing support. So, all in all, we've got a great team working on it, and preparations so far are going well. I think in terms of the challenges, it really is making sure that everyone across Australia and around the world knows that they're welcome, and that really they know the event's coming, because there's so much going on these days with all of the communication, social media. We just want to make sure that everyone knows that the event's happening, and that's why your support and getting the word out there is very much appreciated.
No worries. Let's come to talk a bit about the Sri Lankan team as well. Unfortunately for Sri Lankan cricket fans, this T20 World Cup has been a waiting game, as Sri Lanka will have to play in the qualifying round to make it to the final round. But I'm pretty sure all our listeners would love to be there to encourage the Sri Lankan team. So I would like to know where the Sri Lankan matches are scheduled to be played in this qualifying round.
Sure, absolutely. So Sri Lanka finished the end of 2018 outside of the top eight. So that means that they, as you say, have to compete in the first round of the tournament, as do Bangladesh. I think Sri Lanka have a phenomenal T20 heritage and history, having won the T20 World Cup back in 2014. So the top two teams from Sri Lanka's group will progress through to the Super 12s. And Sri Lanka plays its group games in Geelong in Victoria. So, as I said, the first match takes place on Sunday, the 18th of October next year, exactly 365 days away. And we'll soon find out in the next 3 weeks who Sri Lanka will be taking on. But of the four teams that will be playing their first round matches in Geelong, the top two will make it through. So it will we expect to see Sri Lanka doing very well and making it through to the Super 12 stage.
Absolutely, looking forward to it. Talking about women's T20 finals, I know it's scheduled on International Women's Day at MCG. Just wondering whether this is a coincidence or planned one?
Well, when we were originally awarded the event back in 2014, Australia was awarded the event, the women's and the men's was due to be played at the same time. But we looked at the last time that occurred, which was in India in 2016, and felt that that was a fantastic tournament. For the final, when Australia played against the West Indies in the women's final, it was played at Eden Gardens, and there were by the end of that game there were maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people in the crowd, and that compared to the end of that night when Carlos Brathwaite hit four sixes consecutively to win for the West Indies in front of 70,000. We felt that really the women's matches should be played in their own time slot in the evenings as the main event. And it's for that reason that we're playing the women's event in February and March. And when we looked at the scheduling, it did pop up that International Women's Day fell on a Sunday. The final was due to be on a Sunday. So, I think a little bit of chance, but then really what we've tried to do is seize that opportunity. And the opportunity ahead of us is to play the women's final in at the MCG, which is, as you know, the biggest cricket ground in the world.
And yeah.
if we get a full house that day, there's the opportunity to set a new benchmark for the highest attendance at any female sporting event in history. And so we feel that will be a fantastic World Cup final, but also send a powerful message for equality through sport. And you know, if the men's cricketers are playing in front of a full stadium, in front of over 90,000 people, then absolutely, I'd certainly want to send the message to my my daughters that anything's possible, and that they should be playing in. They if they choose to play cricket and play other sports, that they should have equal opportunities to the boys. So it is it's a big task, and we're seeing amazing momentum in sport for women and girls. And so I think if the whole community gets behind it, it will be a very, very special day next March.
Absolutely. So will there be any special plans at this T20 women's finals?
So we'll be making some announcements over the coming months. We're looking to make it a fantastic World Cup final, but also a great celebration. So there'll be places for people to congregate in Yarra Park outside the MCG, where there'll be music and food trucks, and really what we're trying to create is a great atmosphere of celebration. And that goes for all of the matches.
Okay. So as cricket lovers, we all know cricket is not only a game, but also a celebration. So cricket has that part as well. Can you share your thoughts on how this T20 World Cup brings many cultures together?
No, absolutely. And that's it's a great question. And today we've launched our promotional campaign. Lots of sports have been looking at T20 cricket as a way of combining sports with entertainment and music. And so, you know, what fans of T20 can expect is lots of music and people up and out of their seats supporting their teams. And so really we are very much looking forward to seeing how all the different fans support in their own particular way, and that it's a great celebration of our diverse multicultural society.
Okay, Nick. I hope this would be my final question for you. If anyone interested in getting to know more about this upcoming T20 World Cup, how they can get more information about this?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to head to the tournament website, which is t20worldcup.com, and there people will be able to find all of the latest information about how to get involved, about tickets, about our programs, volunteering, and when all the matches are happening. So t20worldcup.com is the best place to head.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Thanks so much for your time with SBS Sinhalese Radio. So we wish you all the very best. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, and thank you for all your support.
ඔබේ ප්‍රජාවේ සිදුවන දෑ සහ ඔබේ සංවාද සඳහා දැන් SBS සිංහල වැඩසටහන ඔබ වෙනුවෙන්ම
ලයික් කරන්න, ෂෙයා කරන්න, අදහස් ප්‍රකාශ කරන්න SBS සිංහල Facebook පිටුව follow කරන්න.